Welcome to the Flat at Home Show. My name's Justin Mecha, and we've got a great new series kicking off the year with what's new and developing in the Flathead. Yes, I know. The landscape is changing, friends, and I know some of us have been here for a long time. We've seen it change over time, and you know what? I'm going to be optimistic here. The more we talk about this, the more that we discuss this, the more that we get things on the table so that we can see the whole picture, the greater chance that we have of this growing into the community that we all deserve and desire, right? So I trust that you agree with me. And for those of you who don't, that's okay. There's other radio stations. No, I'm just kidding. KJJR.com if you want to go back in time and listen to our podcast, or find us on Facebook at The Flathead Home Show. And I want to hear what you have to say about it. And it's okay if it's a little salty. Just keep it PG. It's okay. All right. Listen, thanks to my great sponsors, Brian Murphy, Nikki Marengo, Remax Rocky Mountain Real Estate, Glacier Steel Products, Metal Roofing and Siding, Protecting What Matters, and Montana Basement Solutions, solving your water and mold problems for good. So a couple of weekends ago, we were honored by my good friend, Megan Waters of Terry Homes, because we were honoring you for being named Builder of the Year 2021. So it's worth saying congratulations yet again.
Thank you.
However, that door's closed. We're moving on. And we want to talk about what's new and good, right?
We have stuff coming up.
What's new and developing?
Well, we are still working through our Helena Crossing development.
Yeah.
That is in a beautiful setting, trees, lush, over in the gorgeous Evergreen area. We're going to be finished up in that neighborhood.
Wow. Okay.
August, September.
So let's back up. First of all, Terry Homes, builder in the Valley for just about 30 years, built over 800 homes. I'm just remembering what I heard a couple weekends ago.
Yes.
Yeah. Fantastic crew, builder of the year 2021 and consumer driven. Okay.
Yes.
For those of you who want more, KJJR.com, go backwards. Okay. Helena Crossing though, this one speaks to me personally because I remember when you broke ground with Helena Crossing. And I had brought quite a few interested buyers to that area saying, you know what, I have a particular fondness for this area. It's a great location.
It is.
It's a lush backdrop. You did a great job of picking a really cool area and actually sort of surprising. It's like, wow, I didn't know this existed.
It's tucked away back there.
That's right.
It's not on the beaten path.
That's right.
You're tucked away back in old farmland and it's gorgeous.
Little seclusion. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely a good place to call home.
Yeah.
Now, a good personal friend of mine bought one of those homes.
Oh my gosh.
And wonderful. She is ecstatic. She loves it. And she gets to say, welcome home, every time she crosses that threshold.
Yes.
And she's highly enjoying it. And here's the thing, totally consumer driven. This is a friend of mine who lived here for quite a while, moved away for reasons I'm not going to get into, and then came back and had always dreamt of coming back. And then when coming back, you know, here it is 2020, and she was like, where am I going to find a house?
Mm-hmm.
Terry Homes solved the problem. And today she's living in a brand new home, and I'm very proud of her for that. So that's Helena Crossing, and that chapter's closing.
It is.
Well, it's congratulations. Well, I'm a little sad though, because that was a great community.
It is. It is going to be a great community as it grows and everybody just develops those fantastic relationships that come with new communities.
So if this show were happening 2 years ago, what's new and developing in the Flathead, we would be discussing Helena Crossing as we did several years ago.
Yes.
However, it's now 2022. And my question, Megan, is what is new and developing with Terry Homes in the Flathead? Because I know you're not done building.
No,
yeah?
No, that's not going to happen.
You told us 2 weeks ago you've got like 30 homes that you've got.
We do.
Out. Yeah. So where are they?
We bought a gorgeous new development up in Columbia Falls.
Okay.
The Benches.
The Benches.
Half acre lots.
Oh.
Trees again.
Okay.
On just views from every home site in there.
Now, Helena Crossing, those were a little larger. They weren't quite half acre, though, were they? Or maybe a couple of them
were? There was a couple that was half acre. They were about a quarter acre on average.
Yeah.
This one, there's a couple, the Benches, there's a couple larger ones, but on average, they're half acre lots.
That's cool. All right. So you got some elbow room.
We do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, up in the Columbia Falls area.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Talk to me about what are we looking at? Like, what are you building?
We have all new floor plans.
We
have four brand new floor plans that we're building. Two of them have three-car garages.
Are they still named after children, kids?
They're not.
Oh, wow. Okay.
We're running out of kids. And nobody was going to have more, so.
Okay. Well, you know, you could name one the Vaughn. How about that?
I like
maybe
that.
Maybe a future development.
I like that.
Okay,
absolutely.
Cool.
No, we have four new floor plans.
Okay.
And they have a Mountain Modern.
Mountain Modern.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard this term before.
Yes. As a consumer-driven business.
Yep.
We want to we hear what people are wanting.
Mm-hmm.
And we looked into it, and as we are designing and planning out this great new development, Mountain Modern is what came.
Well, without knowing exactly where the benches are going, with Columbia Mountain right there, I imagine there's a view.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean,
gorgeous views.
So it's appropriate that you're building a Mountain Modern home.
Yes.
Because you got mountains right there.
I know.
It's really
that's
hard.
That's why we want to live here, right?
You know, it's really hard to not have a view in Columbia Falls. I'm just going to put
is.
It out there.
It
so,
is.
Hey, Megan, I want to know more about this Mountain Modern. Talk to me a little bit about what it goes into it, what is involved with it. However, hang on, because we got to take a quick break. When we get back, we're going to discuss the benches and Mountain Modern with Megan Waters, Terry Holmes. This is the Flathead Home Show. My name is Justin Mecha. We'll be right back.
Glacier Steel Products, a company that has been protecting your biggest investment. For over 19 years, Glacier Steel Products has been Northwest Montana's premier source for metal roofing and siding. We continually set the bar by keeping up with the latest and what's new and trending. With Glacier Steel, you get more than just a superior product. You get a company with the experience and knowledge to take on any job, big or small. Come in and check out our showroom and get inspired for your next project at 139 Alder Drive, South Kalispell, or visit us at glaciersteel.com. Glacier Steel Products, we are protecting what matters.
This is Eric Bodine, owner of Montana Basement Solutions. Our team has worked hard over the years to earn a solid reputation in the industry in fixing and preventing water-related problems in your home. We also specialize in mold testing and remediation services, often working with top contractors, architects, and even healthcare professionals in the Valley to ensure your home is healthy and safe for you and your family. If you are building, ask your contractor if they're working with us. If you suspect a problem in your home, call us directly. Montana Basement Solutions, 871-5971.
And we're back. It's the Flathead Home Show. We're discussing Mountain Modern and building concepts and the benches, a new community coming thanks to Terry Holmes. Megan Waters in the studio's friends. Talk to me. Mountain Modern.
Mountain Modern.
First of all, the benches. Okay, for those of you who missed last segment, KJJR.com, go back in time, and you need to hear this, okay? Because Terry Holmes is part of what's new and developing in 2022 in the Flathead, and this is our new series. We're talking about these things that are happening. Businesses that are expanding, businesses that are new, developments that are expanding, developments that are new. I'm going to have some fantastic guests, and we're kicking it off with Megan. So the benches going on in Columbia Falls. And like we discussed last break, last session here, it's really hard to not have a view in Columbia Falls. So I imagine there's screaming views of the mountain range there.
Amazing. Every home site.
And the home sites are built on, you know, on average, half acre lots,
yes.
Which is awesome. That's some good elbow room.
Yep.
And you've got Mountain Modern homes. First of all, how big are these homes, roughly square footage?
Our smallest floor plan is starting just over 1,600 square feet.
Okay.
And then we're going up to over 3,000 square feet.
Wow. Okay.
And that's living area. That's not garages.
Wow. Okay.
So, yeah.
So imagine three bedrooms, probably up to maybe five?
We might have one that we would take into a five bedroom, but right now we have it as a four bedroom with a great bonus area.
Yeah. Okay.
A couple of the plans have the highly desired three-car garage.
Wow. Yep.
Everybody in Montana usually has some toys that they need extra room for.
Or big trucks.
Big trucks, you're on half acre, you need a riding lawnmower too.
I might need to consider this one because I just usually put my junk cars in the front yard and my wife loves that. So she would probably prefer the three-car garage so I can hide the crazy. Okay, cool. That's pretty fantastic. So Mountain Modern, I'm picturing probably metal, right?
We are. We're gonna incorporate a metal detail on the exterior of the homes.
Okay.
Either that or a nice natural rock on the exterior of the homes. We are moving to a single pitch roof line.
Oh, cool.
So I'm
That is modern.
Yes.
Yeah, and she's using sign language right now. So for those of you who want to play along at home, what you do is you put your hand at like a 45 and there you go. That's your roof line.
Yes. So we have towering ceilings inside,
mm-hmm.
Not the traditional vaults that we usually do in all of the homes, but the single pitch roof lines and open spaces, large kitchens.
I imagine big windows looking at these beautiful mountains.
Yes, gorgeous windows. We're going to have the black windows that are so popular around here.
Wow, that's cool. Yeah.
You know,
I was looking at, so my wife and I bought a pre-owned home, right? Can we call it that?
Pre-owned, that's good.
Pre-owned, yeah. Yes. And we moved west of town recently, last year, and we're remodeling because this house, this house was built in the mid-90s. Gosh, I wonder if Terry Holmes built it.
Because
it's still standing. They probably did.
We could probably figure that out for you.
and anyways, we're going with a quasi mountain modern look. It's not exactly the floor plan that would be conducive to what you're talking about. However, there's elements that, you know, we're incorporating some metal. And we were looking at the windows, and I was actually dreaming. I was like, man, I wish I had the budget to knock all of these things out and come in with the black windows, because those are cool.
They look so nice.
I bet they are going to be awesome in that area.
So, we're excited. We haven't used them before, so.
This is cool.
It's a whole new look.
So that's new and developing.
It is. We should have our first home available on the benches about April or May.
Wow.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Again, with my hand signs, that we don't see any supply chain issues coming up. But
we were talking about that. And again, you know what? Later in the year, we might need to discuss this again because I know that, you know, with our busy lives, as consumers, we do our thing. We're in our lane and we're in our zone and we attempt to enjoy our weekends and we do it really well in Northwest Montana. So congratulations. However, there's a lot going on behind the curtain, behind the scenes with a lot of our industry, especially in our housing industry. And Terry Holmes and Megan Waters, they've been able to wrestle the supply chain issues, pivot where they needed to. We discussed this a couple weekends ago. And as a result, the building continues and the development continues.
It is.
And the doors are opening up still and people are able to buy great new products. Congratulations. Thank you.
Thank you.
Probably, again, a testament to why you are Builder of the Year. So the benches, where can we learn? Are there any sneak peeks yet or any idea when we would have that?
Well, I have a couple of them up on my website.
Oh, cool.
A couple of the floor plans and an interactive plat map so you can see the layout of the development.
Now, how many homes do you know yet? How many
lots? There's going to be 48, I believe.
Okay.
Single family homes on half acre lots.
So this will likely carry you into the next year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably a year, 2 years.
Yeah. Yeah, because that's great. That's a good, that's a good healthy movement, you know?
It's a good size for us.
Yeah. Listen, one of my favorite communities is the Helena Crossing community.
Right.
And that was a year and a half to 2 year project. Yep. And that's great. That's a good amount of time for good maturation, good community development and involvement. Yes. And at the end, you've got some great homes.
Yes. And we got happy buyers.
Happy buyers, happy homeowners. Yeah, which make happy citizens, which makes can we say Happy Valley? We might have to bring Happy Valley in here.
Oh, there we go.
And ask them why they're so happy. Listen, friends, we're having a good time. This is the Flat at Home Show. My name's Justin Metcha. Happy New Year. And we're discussing, you know, what's new and developing in the Flathead. And I want to thank my good friend Megan Waters of Terry Homes for joining me this weekend. However, we're out of time, so stay tuned. Next weekend, we'll bring in another great guest. Listen, in the meantime, be safe, be well, have fun, and of course, as always, hey, Flathead.
Welcome home.